Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Boys and Girls Club shared an update on the new Royce and Melba Roberts Clubhouse at a joint luncheon on Wednesday, May 1st. The first clubhouse was built in Kenai in 1998 and currently serves 336 members within the area. With that many children, ensuring everyone has a safe place to hang out and play has been a struggle, hence why the idea of a new space would be extremely beneficial to the Boys and Girls Club.
However, the shared space model has presented several challenges, leading to the need for our own facility, in addition to the space that continues to be donated from the Kenai Peninsula School District. To address these potential issues and expand our services, we have been planning to purchase our own facility for many years. So the groundwork has definitely been being laid,
said the Boys and Girls Club president, Jeffrey DeLifka. He also explains that the Boys and Girls Club inherited a significant sum from the estates of Royce and Melba Roberts. DeLifka says that they're working on a plan to use those funds and honor their memories, as well as extending the services. The end goal is to preserve the funds in an endowment to sustain future generations and provide for the operations of the new building and facilities. After receiving congressionally directed funding through the USDA Rural Development, a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, and a donation of land from the city of Kenai, the end goal is closer than ever before.
In April of 2023, we purchased the old Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center, which is now, we renamed it the Royce and Melba Roberts Campus. Our plan for this is a whole new campus, which will include expanded services such as a soccer field, playground, kitchen, STEM classrooms, art rooms, a new clubhouse, greenhouse, childcare programming, and much, much more. We've been working on hiring contractors, architects, working on construction plans, platting, permitting, meeting USDA requirements. There's just been a lot going on behind the scenes, but we're excited to announce that construction is underway.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The KPD and the SPD has collected nearly 300 pounds of prescription drugs. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna and Kenai Police Departments announced on Tuesday that they have collected nearly 275 pounds of prescription drugs in the last 6 months as a result of prescription drug take-back days in October of 2023 and April of 2024. Every year, the Drug Enforcement Agency hosts the biannual efforts to collect unused drugs to create opportunities for folks to safely dispose of their prescription drugs that are no longer needed. The goal is to keep prescription painkillers from being misused and to educate the public about prescription drug abuse. The Alaska Department of Health says that while there are other means to dispose of leftover prescriptions, turning them over to the proper authorities allows for the drugs to be properly deactivated. Most drugs should not be flushed in a toilet or thrown out in the trash, says the Department of Health press release. Alaskans can also get safe drug disposal bags from their local public health center to deactivate certain drugs, such as opioids, before disposal. These bags are currently available free of charge at many state of Alaska public health centers. Call your local public health center to check on availability. The joint effort of the Kenai and Soldotna Police Departments has effectively helped eliminate the threat of prescription drug abuse by hosting the biannual depository events for several years. However, SPD added in a press release on Tuesday that they do have a drop box in their lobby for any prescription drugs anyone would like to dispose of at any time. For more information on the DEA National Takeback, please visit www.dea.gov/takebackday. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
NOAA Fisheries announces the implementation of federal management of commercial and recreational salmon fishing in the Cook Inlet Exclusive Economic Zone after being filed through the Federal Register. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.